On The Voice a couple of days ago, a Geelong girl was on there. Her name is Tori. Let's take a listen to a little bit of her Reigning Men audition. She went for it.
Wow.
Big voice, amazing voice. I mentioned this earlier on the show, Hilo. When I was pulling into the garage yesterday, getting home, I saw this beautiful head of purple hair and a dog being walked, and I thought, I reckon that's Tori from The Voice. I ran out onto the nature strip and yelled out it was her, and now she's on our show. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
I must apologise. I did fangirl a little bit, didn't I?
Oh, it was so funny, though.
Oh, God, it was embarrassing.
Have you, since that appearance, Tori, have you had people recognise you in the street like that?
No, that's why I was quite shocked.
Wow.
Well, you know what,
I
did the homework because your hair is very distinctive and you're walking a dog. I mean, once you got closer and I could see your face, I was like, this is happening. So listen, you were on The Voice. Tell us about the whole process. Did you have to fly to Sydney? Was it exciting?
It was absolutely an unreal experience, and you know, it's something that I didn't actually plan on doing. It was very much a last minute decision on my part. And I flew up to Sydney, and overall just an incredible experience. I met some amazing people. They're all really lovely up there.
Why was it very much a last decision?
I hadn't really thought about auditioning. And then as the previous season was finishing, I was getting messages from friends saying, you should try this. And I think it got to the day before the cutoff date to send in a video. And I just went, oh, okay, might as well give it a go, hey?
Yeah. Now, look, your audition was real gutsy and wonderful. Let's take a listen to Guy, though, because after your audition and he swung around, we'll get to the fact that you haven't dated anyone in just a sec, but he did have some musical advice. Let's take a listen.
Even with that song, for example, a slow burn approach would be great. Than just kind of running into the fire straight away with that song.
This is you doing your second audition.
The parameters getting low.
How good is
that's
it,
that's it, sister.
According to our sources, the street's some place to go.
Wow.
Here we go.
Tonight for the first time, just about half past eight.
I've got shivers again.
I know, it's incredible. Wasn't that a great little piece of advice that Guy gave you, Tori?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I think that was my favourite part of the entire audition when it was slowed down.
Now, let's go on to the dating side of things, because you did mention that you'd never dated anyone, which, you know, the girls were so supportive, the judges in amongst it all. So what brought you to mention that? Why did you bring that up on your audition?
Yeah, so I actually only started really talking about that openly last year, because I wrote and performed a cabaret show for one night about it, and it was called 28 Never Been on a Date.
Yeah.
And it was purely because it absolutely breaks my heart when I see women younger than me stressing about, you know, never been on a date, never been kissed, never done X, Y, Z. And I'm like, it's really heartbreaking that you put such an importance on that, because it's really not important. It's probably the least interesting thing about you, I promise.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was more it's okay.
Mm.
It's okay. Like, you're on your own timeline. You don't have to follow anyone else's.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Yeah.
Your music, where has it gone since The Voice? I understand you've got a new project happening and you might be gigging this weekend.
Oh, yes. So this year I teamed up with Tony Randall. So we created a Tori Lee and Tony acoustic duo, and we're actually performing on Friday night at 6 p.m. at the Elephant and Castle.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. And then on Sunday, actually, we've got two gigs. One in the afternoon at Mount Moriac Hotel, and then we're playing that evening at the Barking Dog in Packington Street.
Tori, we wish you all the very best of luck. We're talking to Tori, who was on The Voice a couple of nights ago and sang It's Raining Men. Tori and Tony, the duo at the Elephant and Castle, the best of luck. If you see Tori walking the dog, give her a toot. Don't run over like I did, like a maniac. And the best of luck with everything, Tori. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.